Hey folks, Dan Farrow here with your closing bell for January 22nd, 2025. So mortgage rates, they stayed basically flat as a pancake again today, and I'm okay with that. I hate when they go up or down. Well, I'd like when they go down 0.25% in a day, but some days they go up 0.25% in one day alone, and that's a tough business to be in when you're doing that. So what we're going to talk about today is the stock market is still on a tear. You're seeing right through there, so the indices are up again today. We're going to also look at refinancing. I just put a video out on that, and I'll address this here briefly in the latter part of this video. But what we're going to talk about today is Barry Habib. Now, Barry Habib, I did a video last week on him. He is the kind of the mastermind when it comes to us in the mortgage industry seeking advice on where mortgage rates are going to go. And there was a two-hour live event today that I watched on Zoom. And it was very interesting. So I'm kind of on the I get where Barry's going with a lot of this stuff. So let's go over the topics that he was talking about today, because the insight here is Barry's thinking that mortgage rates are going to be in the high fives here within the next 3, 4, maybe 5 months. So what's the data that he's looking at? So the first thing we want to go over through here, and here's the biggest problem that he says we have: the PCE, the inflation figure that the Federal Reserve monitors. He's like, this stuff is so outdated. Well, I've been saying that for a year or two, but a lot of people don't listen. But I think maybe now that Barry's saying it, people are going to start to listen. So here's what's in the backdrop. Here's the PCE. This is the inflation numbers that the Federal Reserve monitors. And you're going to see that just keeps going up and away. But this doesn't include the housing numbers. Well, housing numbers in the PCE make up about 20% of it. Okay, so the housing numbers are really detrimental in these numbers. But the problem we have right now is the last reading we have on housing with the PCE is back from November of last year. So there's multiple months of data that we don't have. And usually those months are the deterioration of the housing market. Usually in November, December, January is when the housing market really gets soft. So here's what the numbers that he was looking at. He said the housing piece of the equation on the PCE, here's what the numbers were. They were up 0.4% in these months through here. And I'll scroll up so you can see that. December of last year is where we start. So December of last year, housing was up 0.4, then it went up 0.5, then 0.4. You can see a constant theme. Every month, housing was going up by 0.4. Then all of a sudden, it went 0.3, then back to 0.4. There's a catch-up right here at 0.5. So basically, all across the board, we were basically at 4. The last reading we got in November was 0.2, half of where we were. Okay, that's very important, because you take that piece of the equation and you allocate it into the PCE numbers, and that'll bring your PCE number, the inflation number that the Federal Reserve is monitoring, right in line with what they want it to be. So the data as it comes through, that's why he's saying within the next couple months, the Federal Reserve is going to see, well, inflation's coming right down in line. We're way over target on our federal funds rate, so we need to do massive cuts. Now, I'm not sure I'm on that bandwagon yet, but we're going to see how this plays out. And let's get over to the market that we have today. Here's what's happening. So the bond market today, there was a bond auction that took place. Yields actually came down a little bit on this. So if you look over through here, let me expand this a little bit. We only had one bond auction today. It was the 20-year bond auction. And 17-week bond auction. Well, the thing I want you to focus in on is the yield right here. What yields are doing to get rid of a lot of these bonds. So last week and the past few weeks before, we noticed that it was taking yields to go up much higher than the previous, just to get rid of all these bonds. Well, they're starting to come down right through here. So what you're seeing on your screen right here is when the government doesn't have enough money, they have to issue bonds or bills or whatever the heck they want to call them. And they issue these out to the public and investors. And they basically, you bid at the rate that you'll take this debt off of the government's hand. So the debt now, or the interest rates on that debt, is starting to come down a little bit. And that's a key point as well. So a lot of those dynamics are moving in our favor. That's what we have there. And then one other piece of this, the equation I want to talk to you guys about today is, as rates are coming down, a lot of home buyers and realtors and things like that watch my channel, but you should be also concerned if you own a house, are you leaving a lot of money on the table? So in today's analysis, I posted a YouTube video on how a client we're working on right now, they took out a loan a year ago to buy their house. They have a $350,000 FHA loan. At the time, rates were the highest they were back in October of 2023. So these people closed in December of 2023. So their first house payment was due in January of 2024. So what we did is we broke it down. The loan amount was $350,000. The rate at the time was 7.875 on a 30-year fixed. What we're quoting them right now, and a lot of reasons why people don't refinance, is the closing costs. Folks, the closing costs are normally a fraction of what you pay when you're refinancing versus when you're buying your first house. So you got to check out my refinance video right up through there. You'll find out a lot of myths that are blown. But these people right now have a $348,000 balance. It's going to cost them about $2,000 to refinance. We're getting them a 6.48 rate, and their first house payment is going to be due in April of 2025. Here's what they're saving. So they're saving $325 a month. That's going to be over $85,000 in interest in their break-even point right through here. That's why a lot of people don't do it. They're like, it's way too expensive. These people are going to break even in 6 months. So every payment they make after 6 months is basically a savings for them in this equation. So we can also do, a lot of people don't realize, we can actually customize your term of the new loan to match the term of your old loan. So a lot of things there that you didn't realize, and a lot of times you don't even need an appraisal when you're refinancing in many of the loan cases, especially what type of loan you have. So check out that video. I think you're going to learn a lot. Next piece of the equation is the equity markets. They're just on terror again, but the cryptocurrency market just took a flip side up on its ear. So we have green almost across the board right through here on the indices. VIX is up just a tad, only 0.04, so not really going to write home about that. Oil is coming down nicely. We want this to 70 or lower. This will help on the inflationary front. And then when you go to cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin is now at 104. It was 109 last night. So cryptocurrencies are taking it on its chin right now. So that's my report. So you might ask, Dan, who are you? Why do you do these videos? Well, I'm hopefully your nationwide mortgage and loan officer because I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. So I'm in the locations where you need me. So now do I have the programs and the rates that you need? Well, let me answer yes to that equation too. I work at ServBank. ServBank is the number 10 largest servicer in the entire country of mortgages. So we're a huge mortgage company, but we're also a mortgage broker. Okay, we're set up with almost 40 different lenders. So what our slogan is for this year is, how about if you could put in one application, one credit pool, and we're going to shop your loan to over 30 different lenders, not only for their rates, for their programs. You got to make sure you're getting the program because this whole venture takes you nowhere unless you can actually find a loan program that fits your needs. So check out my website, therateupdate.com. You can do three functions there. One, you can click the apply now button, but we really don't want you to do that. Here's what we want you to do. And not a lot of people are going to say, don't click our apply now button. We want you to call us. We want you to vet us. We want to create a dialogue and a partnership here. So we want, when you put in your application, we're your financial partner from that time, basically all the way to your keys in your hand, and then even further. So you can do, we strive for people to do is just call us. Just scroll down to the bottom. It's not any hard sales. There's me, David, or Alan going to answer the phone. There's one of three of us, and I can promise you that one. Call us at 844-775-5626, or you can reach me personally at dan@therateupdate.com. And please, if you have any just comments, you can leave those down below in the descriptions. If you have a question, please email me directly with your name and phone number. I'd be more than happy to call you to go over and answer that question and maybe even more for you. So thanks for watching, folks. God bless. Have a fantastic evening, and I hope to see you back here tomorrow. Hope you learned a lot today. Bye-bye.